This is MoneyWise with Scott Quinlan from station sponsor Solus Financial across Southeast Queensland. We talk each week about how to grow your wealth with information that is general advice only, doesn't take into account your particular objectives, financial situation or needs. This week, an old chestnut, Scott, paying off your home, getting rid of the mortgage before you retire. Is that still a thing?
The old wisdom of paying off your mortgage is still mostly right, I think, and in most cases, it's the safe way to go and it's a reliable way to go if you can. But there are other strategies that are pretty cool where we can look to maybe salary sacrifice to superannuation or make what we call deductible contributions to super, and then use your super once you retire to then pay off the balance of your mortgage.
Is it as simple as if your super fund's earning you 7?
Yeah.
And your mortgage is 5, you stick with the super fund?
Oh, the 7 isn't guaranteed though, where the 5 is, you know you're going to be paying 5%, but 7% in super is not very guaranteed. You know, if there's a war in the Middle East and you start seeing negative returns, then it can be worse.
As if that had happened.
Yeah. But we usually look around the tax and look at a, put in an assumption of what we think it's going to earn. And then play out a couple of scenarios and compare and contrast them. There's usually some good tax savings, though.
When you get on a bit, let's say someone like me, the prospect of still having those monthly mortgage repayments in the thousands of dollars when you've got no wages coming in at all post-retirement, that's pretty challenging.
Yeah, and the way that we would look to solve that is either maybe taking a pension from superannuation to help pay those mortgage repayments or maybe a little bit extra in age pension.
Always good to talk to you, Scott. Thank you for your great advice. Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial across Southeast Queensland.